My name is Ed Frawley. I own Learburg with my wife, Cindy. Once again, I've got a really good Q&A. We get a lot on this subject. And as I say in every one of these Q&As that I do, you don't need to be a customer of Learburg to ask a question. This one is a good one, though. It says, and it concerns walking a three-year-old dog in a highly trafficked sidewalk or a high traffic area in a large city. And I'll read it. My dog's 3 years old. It's a high energy border collie who's trained in obedience and has solid heels and loose leash walking and a bulletproof stay command. I now want to build on the quality of a bulletproof way to walk with me, even under high distractions. My questions are, number one, should I build on loose leash walking that we already have? Number two, should I teach contact healing? And for those that don't know what contact healing is, that means you give a dog a command and he comes into your left or your right side, doesn't matter which side, and the dog leans into. He puts his shoulder on your knee and he leans into your knee. So you make contact with the dog. You don't care where the dog's looking at, but you do care that he maintains shoulder contact with the side of your leg. That's contact healing. Number three, should I use a second command for loose leash walking? So it sounds like she doesn't have a command yet for loose leash walking. Or is there anything else? That's number four. Since we live in a big city, we use loose leash walking a lot, either on narrow sidewalks, but also when we get into an environment that's extremely distracting. That means that we walk for up to 10 minutes in a busy surrounding with loose leash walking. If I build on that, my fear is that I will dilute the loose leash walking or the drive to do the loose leash walking if I try and make her go too long. Also, I'm not sure if it's possible to keep a dog concentrated and focused and reliable for up to 10 minutes. Or is that asking the dog for too much? And it's a good question she has. I'm sure that every new dog trainer in a busy city has to have questions like this. How do you do this when you're walking down the street and there's a lot of people walking up and down that street? Or how do you do it when there's busy traffic going right there by you? How do you handle all of that? So we got some good questions here. Cindy says, I can only tell you what I do in a high distraction environment with my dog. I taught my young German Shepherd to contact heel on my right side for high distracting situations. It's very clear behavior for the dog, and I didn't want to give up on my focused healing. And as you mentioned, it may weaken the focused healing if you need to rely on it for long periods of time. So what Cindy's saying here is that she's taught Art, our German Shepherd, to come and do contact healing, and she lets the dog look around anywhere he wants. He can think about whatever he wants, but what he has to think about is he always maintains contact with his shoulder and her knee. And it's a lot easier to do that than it is to force a dog to walk along in a heel position, looking up at your eyes for 10 minutes. You try that. That's not easy to do. Pet owners can't do that. Or if they do try and do that, they're putting a whole lot of pressure on that dog when the dog looks away to get him to turn and look again. So what Cindy said is, I use a separate command for contact healing on the right. His verbal cue to do that is easy. So when she says easy, Art knows, come over on her right, lean into her leg. That's contact healing. He knows he needs to keep his shoulder against my right knee, no matter if I go forward, if I go backward, if I step to the side. His job is to maintain that contact. And if you do your training right, and this is not the spot for me to take the time to teach you how to do contact healing, we have videos on that. We'll put some videos and the URLs to him at the end of this question. Cindy says, he can look wherever he wants to look as long as he maintains contact to my knee. He's a very solid dog. With people or reactivity. So it works well for him. He's not a reactive dog. If I had some reactivity or nervousness, I might ask him to also give me eye contact when he's doing contact healing. And that's more of what I said earlier. I'll have the dog walking on the left side, looking up at you, looking in your eyes, so it's not looking at anything that's going on out there. You have to teach that as a separate exercise, then you have to teach it to continue doing the focus healing into your eyes. So they have to ignore the distractions on everything that's going out there. So what Cindy's saying is, if you have a dog that's a little jumpy, a little reactive, you need to take the time to teach him focused healing. And that's what it is. You don't have a choice. What else are you gonna do? I mean, if you have a very reactive dog, you put a muzzle on him, and we sell more damn muzzles than anybody in the country does. She goes on to say, I've noticed that when my dog and I are out walking, he started on his own to offer contact healing on the right when he sees people coming, dogs coming, bicycle coming, or other distractions. So Art has learned that. Now he's 3 years old. This didn't happen in 8 weeks. It didn't happen in 2 months or 3 months. This dog has been trained from the time he's been a puppy. And how long it takes a dog to offer this depends upon the dog. Depends upon you as a trainer, depends upon your dedication to learn how to train a dog. And she said, I offer to let him do what he wants on leash and walks as long as he isn't pulling and I don't have to help him. So that's something to think about. If he's walking along, and even when there's no concerns about somebody coming, a bike coming or whatever, that's when you start to teach your contact healing. And what Cindy will do is she'll watch Art when he's going across, when he's walking on the bike paths around. We've got a long, couple mile long bike path here around Learburg. We're in the tech park for our university here in town. And the path is a couple miles long. She walks Art at least once and mostly twice a day around this place. And so he's had a lot of experience with passing people, walking, passing bikes going by, and people walking other dogs. And she has the tools here to control him based on the situation that she's in. And this woman can have the same thing. Sounds like she's got a well-trained dog, so he's ready to learn what the easy command is. You use any command you want to call it. Contact, touch, whatever. And if you do that, you end up having a much better relationship with your dog. You're more relaxed, and the dog is more relaxed too, because he's doing what you're asking him to do. And there's nothing wrong when the dog comes into contact healing and he's sitting there leaning into you and it's time to break it, you can mark it, yes, give him a little food reward and let him go smell over there. Nothing wrong with that. So in closing, we have a number of courses that you can consider if you want to learn how to do these things, or really, even if you have a dog that's just a little bit reactive. I just have a list of them here. You can go to learburg.com and look them up and get more details. We have a really good online course with a man named Tyler Muto. Excellent, excellent video on loose leash walking. We have a video that we've done on leash reactivity with Tyler Muto. I've done an online course on dealing with dominant and aggressive dogs. If you have that kind of an issue with your dog, I have a video with titled Leash Skills we did with Michael Ellis, and another one on leash reactivity with Michael Ellis. So there's four or five different courses that may apply to you and your situation.